Acts 27, verse 24. Do not be afraid, Paul. What do these all have in common? Isaiah and Zechariah, Jacob and Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, Peter, Jesus. And does time fail to include Paul as his ship was tossed helplessly in the waves? To all of them, fear not, the angel said. What a promise we have been given in Psalm 91. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Paul did not foolishly tempt the Lord. I'm going to sail into this storm and I'll be okay. I'll give the angels a chance to prove what they're worth. But as he walked in the path that the Lord laid before him, the Lord was faithful to his promise. He did give his angels charge over him. They not only bore up Paul, they bore up in their hands the whole assembly of the ship. We're told that for more than 14 days, that ship had been driven by a tempest. They'd had to cast off their cargo and even the ship's tackle. They'd had to cut away their anchors and their skiff. And then the ship ran aground on shoals and was torn apart by the violent waves. And yet, not one person out of the 276 aboard was really harmed. The Lord charged his angels to so lift them up that not one of them dashed their foot against a stone. Fear not, the angel said to Paul the night before they went through this shipwreck. Despite this message of angelic protection, how often don't we fear the terror that stalks our night? The arrow of aggression that flies into our day, the pestilence that silently invades our protective barriers, or the destruction that tears down our defenses. We need to pray as Elisha did for his trembling servant when the Syrian army had surrounded them. Lord, open our eyes. What a divine demonstration of deliverance we have in that account. Do you remember the lesson? Fear not, for those who are with us are more than those with them. Yeah, blind fear may grip us because far too easily we fail to trust the Lord and his guardian angels. Lord, open my eyes, my mouth, to sing with trust. Lord Jesus, who dost love me, oh, spread thy wings above me and shield me from alarm. Though Satan would devour me, let angel guards sing o'er me. This child of God shall meet no harm. Fear not, the angel said. We can greet every morning thus with the praise of Daniel. God sent his angel to close the mouths of the lions, so they did me no harm. Even Jesus, humbling himself unto the cross to buy our redemption, the forgiveness of all of your sins through his holy precious blood, the gift of his righteousness of life, through his obedience, even Jesus found comfort and strength in the ministry of God's angels. We're told about it first in the wilderness of temptation, and again in the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus rejoiced to hear, "Fear not," the angel said. When Jesus himself does, shall we not praise the Lord? Not only for angels, but with the angels. Angels sang for joy when God laid the foundations of the earth. Angels praised God when the Prince of Peace was born. Angels will shout for joy, "Worthy is the Lamb," at the consummation of his glorious triumph for our salvation. Shall any of us then remain silent? Shall not we, for whom these blessings were won, cast our crowns before Christ's throne and praise him? Praise him for our salvation. Praise him also for the promise of angelic protection. "Fear not," the angel said. "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom, strength and honor and glory and blessing." Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 880, 880. We'll sing stanzas 4 and 5. 4 and 5.